סימן ריש חסדיק סיף יוד. אור של כבשון בתחילת שריפה של הבנים, הכבשון was a tremendous type of a oven that they used to go and burn bricks in it, burn stone in it. So the halacha is as follows. B'tchilas sreifas alaveinim, in the beginning, when they start burning the bricks, ein mevorchen olav. Sha'oz ein ayosi lahoyer. Because the purpose of the fire that is made is to melt the levanim, and it is not made for illuminating purposes. So therefore, we're going to have to say that the bracha of Ne'er Shel Abdullah, Beire Meire Eish, is only made when the oil was made for illuminating purposes. Dumye to the Eish that Adam HaRishon made Mitzvah Shabbos. Va'acher shenisrefu. But after, when it is burnt, oz osi lohoyo, then we'll see later, perhaps in Bir Alochem, that there is a second step in the fire that is made in the Kivshin, and they make a new Eish. And the purpose of this Eish is to shed light. So then one can make a Beire Meire Eish on Acher Shenisrefu, the new Eish that is made, is made for illuminating purposes. Ne'er Beis Akneses. A ne'er that was lit in a shul. So we will see, as this sif progresses, there were times that the purpose of the hadlokas ne'er was l'kvoid hashchina. Ba'urim kabdu es Hashem, there's a pasuk, this is a kovid for a mokrim kodesh, to be madlik ne'eris. And if this ne'er was hudlak, it was kindled for this purpose, so then you can't make a Beire Meire Eish on it, because it was not kindled lahoyer, it was kindled l'shem kovid. So the Mechaber continues, im yesh sham odom choshuv, if an odom choshuv entered this Beis HaKnesses, and this ne'er was kindled l'chvoidoi, that means usually when there's no Adam Choshuv, they don't have a ne'er burning. And now when an Adam Choshuv came, they were madlikit. So the first ne'er holds that the purpose of the ne'er, when the Adam Choshuv is, that means when there's no Anoshim Choshuvim in Shul, we rely on the illumination from the windows, from the skylight, and they weren't madlik ne'eris. But when the Adam Choshuv came, l'chvoidoi, they were madlik ne'er, in order that there should be more illumination in the shul. So the first day holds that if it was lit for an Adam Choshuv, the purpose was that there should be more illumination in the shul, and then one is permitted to make Beire Meire Eish on this. Vim lav. But if it was, there's no Adam Choshuv, ein mevorchen olav, then we say the nail that is burning in the Beis HaKnesses is l'kvoid ha'shchina, and such a nail one cannot make a bere moireish. V'yeish oimrim b'hefer, and others say the halacha is the exact opposite. That means if it's burning alone in the shul, then the purpose is for illuminating purposes. If it was lit, it was kindled when an Adam Choshev came, so that was kindled lichvoidoi. Not that they should have more illumination. It was lit lichvoidoi. So we have here a machlokes. If the sibe of the hadlokas aner is because of an Adam Choshev, does this make it aner that one can make a Beire Meire Eishan? Because I say the ner was kindled for illuminating purposes. Or the exact opposite. A ner that is kindled for an Adam Choshev is l'chvoidai and not l'hoyo. Fine. So we have here a machlokes. So while we don't know what the din is, by an Adam Choshev, but v'im yesh shamesh sha'oichol sham, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the shamesh is not eaten in the shul, because the shul is not a place to eat in. The shamesh ate in a room next to the shul, but there was a window open from this room to the shul. So then we assume that the purpose of the hadlokas aner is that the shamash should have some light. Bevorchen olos. Then we can assume that there was hudlak lahoyer, and we can make a bracha. V'hu sheloi tehei levona zerach hashom. But that is only in a case that it's speaking about the beginning of the chodesh, there's no levona. So then we can attribute that this nail was lit, perhaps also, we'll talk about this soon, for the shamash. So Mamela, that it should shed some light in the womb where the shamish is eating, that is called aner lahoyel. But if we're in the middle of the chodesh and the rays of the moon are shining into this womb of the shamish, so then I will not attribute that the nail was lit to illuminate the room of the shamash. He has enough illumination, then it will not help that the shamash is eating there. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lahoye. Now that was before. Yudalev. Ne'er beis haknesses. V'ner shel beis hamidrash shebiyomeinu. So the Sharetzin explains that the Gemara also speaks about a beis medrash, and the Gemara that's speaking about a beis medrash does not differentiate between a beis haknesses and a beis hamidrash. The Gemara puts them all in one category, and it could very well be because Bizman Chazal, there was a klal vorim shebal peh yater shoy lekaisvam. So Taylor was learned bal peh. Sidurim they daven bal peh. It also falls into the dvorim shebal peh yater shoy lekaisvam. So everything was malpet. So Mamela, there was no dire need for illumination, saying the shul, saying the base medrash. We're learning malpet. So Mamela, so then we can clear the Shaila. So when they were Madlik in there, what was the purpose of the net? Was it L'Kvayda Shini? Was it for Nodom Choshi? Was it for the Shamish? But here we have a choice to figure out why it was lit, and we're not assuming, well, it was lit. What do you mean? The show was lit. People are davening, people are learning. Because the learning and the davening did not need too much illumination. So therefore, we have to figure out why the nail was lit. The nail shall base a medrash be your menu. But the nail of a base medrash in our days, mistavre, the Tali Lefi Amokim. Im Lundim Sham, if people learn in this base medrash, Umadlikin Bishvilze, and we are lighting Neres, that there should be enough illumination. There should be enough illumination that they should be able to learn. Arena Saloyo, so then we could use them. Make by the variation it. Im yesham odom choshuv. Now the Mechaber said it depends if there was an odom choshuv. So the first lashon holds oz nasel lohayo. So we say that l'chivusoi we want it to be lighter in the Beis HaKnesses. So it's lohayo. Of shame modem choshuv, nasa lechvayda shchine. So then we say the purpose of the ner is lechvayda shchine. V'hayesh oimrim, and then the diyesh oimrim, svirlu lehefech, they hold the opposite. V'sheyesh odom choshuv, nasa lechvaydai, v'loy lahoyer. V'delek odom choshuv shari, then one can use it for Abdullah, Rinas Eloyo, Miu. Now, he's saying, are you saying this to Kahaloche? All these Shilas and all these Diyunim on Egeya, it was lit once, and now I'm trying to figure out what was the purpose of the Hadloche. Miu im yechabenu, but if he's going to extinguish the nail, v'yarze v'yadlikenu l'tzeirech havdole, and he's going to rekindle it, v'ade shori l'kulam b'cholinyit. Agavuche, the Or HaShulchan says that the nail shel havdole is kindled lehoyer. That means, what's shad lehoyer? I kindle it for 3 minutes and then I extinguish it. But I'll kapon him for these 3 minutes, since I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of levorich al haner, so I'm kindling it lehoyer. I want that this should be meyer. And I want this illumination should come about in order to be able to make a brach on it. So he says that all the shilas are if I will not rekindle it. If I rekindle it for Abdullah, there's no shilah. Isa b'beis Yosef, the Baal say seino noigim lahadlik b'beis HaKnesses ne'er miyuchid k'dei lahabdol olov. Now the Beis Yosef brought down a minig which was relevant in his times, that they were madlik a special nail, k'dei lahavdil olav. That means to avoid all problems. That means there were other nails burning, but there was an extra nail that was udlik, taking into consideration that people will make a beira meireish after davening, so memele, so it was hudlik k'dei lahavdil olav. Tosav v'seiza eliyol rabbi, to me the talinen kan באדם חושב שמאמינו דכל כי הגבנה כגן שמד לקנה בבייסה לכבוד אדם חושב שבאילוב אין מבורכין אולוב. That means if the הדלוקה is for an אדם חושב, so according to the second day, an אדם חושב, one is not מדליק לאיר, so it's irrelevant where you were מדליק. Let's say a אדם חושב, if it's in a shul, in his house, and the shaila is what the main purpose is for adlokah for an adam choshev. The same halacha will apply in his house. Now, but he says, if there's a shamish, there's mevorach an olor, sha'osu lohoyu lachi losoi, because then this nail was also kindled lachilosei. Umayri sheichel bebayis ha-somachol beis-ha-knesis. We're speaking about that he ate next to the a room next to the beis-ha-knesis. Bachaloinis psuchim loy in their windows from his room to the beis-ha-knesis. So I say that there is an intent of Lahoyo for the Shabbos. The basic Nessus also lech and alatid and shul. Kamaisha Kosov Simon Kufn and Aleph. Isa Barosh. Agamuza, perhaps I would, it's kedai to say over for 2 minutes. I once heard from the Rashiva Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv said as follows. He said, it's mavur in the Gemara that a Beis HaMedrash is a greater Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. So he asked, so why is it that they built a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash? Build a Beis HaMedrash. You'll learn there, you'll daven there. Fakertach, I mean, a Beis HaMedrash is more Kaddish than that. You learn there than when it comes to Man Mincha, so we'll daven there. I mean, why did they make two different types of bottom, a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash? So Rabbi Yankim said, I'm really the Kazakh. He said, he goofed. Because the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is much greater than a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, so to use a Beis HaMedrash for davening, that is, I'm taking a Mokim HaYosef Kodesh, which is oimed for something much greater, learning, and I'm using it for davening. That is not proper. There has to be a mokim for davening and a mokim for learning. Then he said as follows. He said, but he elaborated. The halacha is the Talmidei Chachomim that learn in the Beis Medrash. They're allowed to eat in the Beis Medrash. They're allowed to sleep in the Beis Medrash. They're allowed, because it's Beisom. It's their house. Still involves tremendous little pleasure. They have to go home to eat. So they have privileges. To those who are learning in the Beis Medrash, that means someone should come into the Beis Medrash. There's an urn of coffee there. He wants some cakes for the learning the pleasure. He'll also eat here. Chas v'sholem. That's the Beis Medrash. Rakeret, he's not allowed to eat there. For the learn, those who are learning there, they have this etah that they're allowed to eat there. So he said, so they're allowed to daven there also. Just like they're allowed to eat there, they're allowed to daven there. But to make a mocking kavua, that the whole hamoin am should come to daven there, that says, man, mincha, you daven 6:30, you daven mincha, that's when the learn them in the Beis Medrash daven mincha, so good, wait, them do the Beis HaKnesses, they'll all come and daven there. Chas v'sholem. What? Oh, okay. So a lot of things are done this morning, isn't it? So he has to see the head up. But in Yesod, he said, in Yesod, it is not proper. that is not proper. And with this he explained on Hagim, he said, in Kelim, by Minchid, they used to daven by Chazoros HaShatz, only a short shmenas and Talat HaKodesh. That's what they did in Kelim. So he says, so why do you think they made a short shmenas? He says, that's not emes. Because the altar of Kelim, each shmenas took him an hour. So when it came to Tzila, there was no union of Bittul Torah. Each Shemanesra took him an hour. So there were 3 hours of davening. The Shul Shemanesra alone took him an hour. So look, listen, so if you're davening an hour already, so the 5 minutes that the whole Chazoros HaShatz will take, that's already the Bittul Torah. He says, no. He says, the reason they daven there a short Shemanesra is because of the Kedushas Beis Medrash. Forget, they have to daven there because, just like they have to eat, they have to daven there because they're learning there. But if in any way they could avoid not to degrade the Kedushas Beis Medrash, they did that. So that's why they made the Shtilu Shemanesra. That's what he said. The one said this from Rabbi Yankov. Okay. I'll call upon them, but there are two entities, a Beis Nesis, a Beis Medrash. And here he says, Claude, a Beis Nesis, you can't eat. He's eating chutz.
There was a machlokes.
Is it stam nidlak l'shem kovid or only hanodom choshim it's nidlak l'shem kovid? But the Rosh says, "Ve'idne b'zmaneinu eim avochem klal aner shabeis haknesses, she'eim adlikem boi rak l'kovid. B'zmaneinu zicher the hadlot in the beis haknesses is l'kovid. Sha'arei dokim haneiris av peyoim. These neiris are burning by day, and there's no need for illumination. So the zichel k'void hashchina." Vahakavone, and he says, that what the Rosh said, that bizmaneinu, we attribute that locus aneiris l'kvoid ha-shchine, al oisen shedokim lefnei ha-omod, shein rak l'kovid, aval oisen shelokim kolechad biyodai l'hoyel, but there, sometimes you come into shul and there were other candles that each mispalo could take, and he could take it loyal. It's on those candles, mavochim. That means the Rosh just said, the neiris of Nehomed, which burn the whole day, and they don't extinguish them, these neiris are zichel l'shem kvoid ha-shchine. But the other neiris, which each one has a right to take, loyal, so that's loyal. V'kamo anoshim nirsholim bozem. Now, a lot of people are nirsul, and moitzoi shabish shalokin mineirish shel ha'omud al havdola. It's moitzoi shabish, and it seems they wanted to make a meire yeish already right after davening. V'nochilasis came, that's wrong, because he can only make a meire yeish and a neir that was hudlak loyal. Go to the omud and then you'll take a neir. Those, let's see, there's 20 neirs by the omud. These neirs, I'm sorry, these were not hudlak loyal. These were hudlak l'shem kovid.
But let's say I have my own neir already. We said there are neirs which are for everyone lawyers. And I want, but it's a mitzvah to be mevoich al avuke. So could be, so I'm taking a second neir that is Lishnei Ha'amut, to create an avuke. So al this mitzvah of avuke could be, since the Iker Ne'er is lahoyer, so I could make a bracha ready, and now what I want that there should be a ribuyer, could be these misupim, could be that is permissible to use a ner that was not hudlak lahoyer lak lekovet. V'nira poshet al ner yoltait and levores. And if a person was madlik a ner for yoltait and levores, she'ene osi lahoyer. It is not made lahoyer, rak lezeichen ishmesa meis, so that you can't use that for havdolah. Now we said that by the shamish, but if there's a shamish there, and shaloite levona zeirachas, and in the room where the shamish is eating, the rays of the moon do not enter. Shim yesh levona, but if there is a levona, ain't so is a shamish leir haner. So then I can attribute that the whole reason the shamash doesn't have any problems eating, there is illumination from the levona. So then al kolchoch, I can assume that it's made with clay machine, and then you cannot make Boyre Moyre Haish. Now we're going to learn the next sim, and then we're going to come back a little to the sim. But let's first see the next sim. Ein mevorchim al ner shel meisim. One is not permitted to make a broche, a ner shel meisim. Now we'll see what the ner shel meisim means. They were madlik a ner when the person died, and they escorted the mace with these neres. Just like we escort a chosen underneath the chuppah with neres, so they escorted the mace also with neres likvurosoi. That's the ner that we're speaking about. To ein mevorchim al ner shemesim, she'ein e'osei lahoyim. Again, this ner was kindled. Stam a ner Hashem nishmas odom, so mameila now. We want to show that this nail was taken away, so that's the purpose. So it's likvoidei hilkach. Meis shahoyu meilichim lefonav ner ilu heitziyu bayoyim, heitziyu balayla bener ein bemorchin olos. Now he's saying guidelines. That means they were only madlik neiris for anoshim chashuvim. So now, if this person would have died by day, then we would all also be madlik neiris. So that means he's an odom choshuk. So afilu he died at night, and now between you and me, there is a dual purpose why I need the neiris at night. I'm going to be melavim to the base oilam, and there's no street lights, and I need this ner, afal pikein, you cannot make Abdullah on it. Because, we'll see soon, because this person is a person that if he would have been nifta by ner, he'd also be madlik a ner, so it's hudlik likvoidoi. If the person, the mace, is not an odom choshev, if he would be nifta by day, you're not madlik a ner for him. So if you're nifta by, if he is nifta at night, you're madlik a ner. You know you're madlik a ner, so see how to take him to the Beis Olam. That ner, that is called Bohoyel. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein osi lahoyer, rak shmadikin oisoi lechvoid ha-meis. Ein mevorchin olo, ki vin shegam biyoyim. Or you may leave him lefono in pain who lekoved. If he would have died by day, you also would have been madlik neiris and bimelech lefono. So why am I madlik by day lechvoidoi? So af al pi shetzrichon loy ato balaylo, even though now I need this neir for illumination also, I thought we came, it is
It is not good for Abdullah. Yes. Now we'll come back to this. Because of Amogna Mlom, the same thing, any ner that is nidlak l'kovid, so l'kovid achosin also ain mevoch. Now, before we go further, let us just see the beginning of the Bir Halacha. Ner Beis Aknesses. So the Bir Halacha says, V'ner shu osoy l'chaveid u'lahoyer. What if the purpose of the kindling of this ner is a dual purpose? It's l'chaveid and l'hoyer. I am b'brim begodem shekosav da'in l'boy cholot. That means if it's hudlak l'chaveid, And lahoyer, you also don't make a bracha. Matzah shishikain kosev gam betamidei rabbeinu yoine. Fine. Now let us stop here. So the Bir Halacha just said now a mouthful. Lady beans of machlokes, but al kaponim, he said a ner that was hudlak lekoved ulahoyer. She brings down a prima godim and the rabbeinu yoine. You cannot make a boy on by reish. And he paskened like that in Mishnah Berure. In the Mishnah Berure, he said that if we have a meis choshuv, that by yoim it also would be madlik aner likvoidoi. Av al pri in kain hula kovid, av al pri in simkotin lamed gimel, he said, av al pri shetzrichin loy ato balaylo, I need it now, at night I need it, because I feel it wouldn't be night, it also wouldn't be madlik, but I need it now. Av al pri kain, you cannot make a broche. So here in Mishnah Berure, pastors like the Prima Godim and the Rabbeinu Yoine, that a ner that is hudlak for a dual purpose, l'kovid and l'hoyer, is possible. So on this show, he brings down a moyadi kikashe. This is Sif Yud Beis. In Sif Yud Aleph, we learned that a ner so basic nesses, also you don't make a broche. Matters are less, but it's another mchoshuv. Could be you do make, you don't make. Could be the sudlak for the mchoshuv. But his portion it says, a ner so basic nesses, you don't make a broche. Fine. You don't make a broche or the mchoshuv, you don't make. But if there's a shamish, now we're talking about you don't make. It was hudlak l'kvaydashchina. It was hudlak l'kvaydadom choshu. But if there's a shamish that is eating in the adjacent room, so he's deriving benefit from the ner, you can make a broche. So he brings down. So these mamish, one halacha next to the second halacha, and one contradicts the other. In Sif Yud Beis, we're learning that if you are madlik a nail for a mace, and I need it to see where I'm going at night, so that's called, it's not called lahoyer. It was l'kovid, and that castle is the nail. And then Sif Yud Aleph, it says, if the shamish is derived, I was madlik the ner and the base of Knesset. I didn't bring the ner and the base is so shamish. It's in the base of Knesset, and it's for the base of Knesset. But the shamish is also deriving benefit. So it's a mishnah kikasha. He says, two terutz, one terutz, he wants to say a very interesting terutz. He says as follows. That's what the Mishnah Berura holds, that if there's a dual purpose, it's not considered lahoyer. He says that is dafkim, is at the same time there is with deriving benefit from the oyer, we are also, it was also hudlak
Let's talk about, and then we just went by a mace. But I'm taking a mace lekavuda. Now, madlikaner, why am I being madlikaner? For two purposes. Lekavuda the mace, and lehoya to see how to take him. And that, the mishabura paskins, if you're being madlik for two purposes, that's not called lehoya. It's not called lehoya. Lehoya means purely lehoya. He said, lekavuda also purely lehoya. He says, but the case of the shamish, he says, amoya de kechilik. He says, when you were madlik in the shul, so let's understand this. I was madlik in the shul, and we're going to have a mincha in the shul, mayrim in the shul. Well, let's see, we're talking about a nair that's a 24-hour nair, and a madlik in Erev Shabbos is going to burn Mitzoy Shabbos. We're talking about Mitzoy Shabbos. I'm allowed to make a bayim eriyishane, but I was not the kaddish of Shabbos. Now we come over to the rabbi and ask him, what's going to do with the, what are you doing in this nail, with this nail? So he says, let me explain to you. When that means when you daven minche, we have a nair, that's a covered shchina. When you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, we have a nair, that's a covered shchina. So this is a covered shchina. So in this time period, that means, let's say, from 6:30 to 8:30, we're davening, the nair is a covered shchina. After we finish davening, everyone goes home. Now the shamish is going to go into his room, and he's going to eat. So in the time span from 8:30 to 9:30, no one's davening. Everyone went home to eat, and the shamish is eating. So in this time period, the tachlis of the nir is lawyer for the shamish. So there, it's not, it doesn't overlap. They're in two different zmanim. So Mameli says, so therefore you can make a Mameli. And Kusul is also, it was Hudlik Lahoya from 8:30 to 9:30. Was Hudlik Lakova the Shina from 6:30 to 8:30. But, that's one thing that he wants to say. But he had just a Shikul Ha'ore on this, but just mentioned the Ha'ore. There is a simen tak yud dalet sifkot lamed bimol. This is Hilchos Yontef. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a meyadik halacha. A person, the din is in Yontef, you are not permitted to be madlik anev shel batola. That means if no one is deriving benefit from it, you're not allowed to. Tavor shleil says Yontef, you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, a person goes into the shul, they daven mincha ready, mincha v'yontav, let's say, they're talking, the abshachas, musaf, they daven mincha, now everyone went home. There's not one person in the shul. And I come into the shul now, and I'm madlik aner l'kavod de shchina. So it's mutar. That's mutar in Yontav. So you see, kvod ha-shchina is not dependent on tefillah. It's that alone, that this is a mokim kodesh, there's a kvod ha-shchina. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Takyon Daled Sifkot Lamed Gimel. So therefore, I don't understand the Teretz. He says from 6:30 to 8:30, it's Kvod HaShchina. From 8:30 to 9:30, it's for the Shamash, but it's also the Kvod HaShchina. So this is Loira Mosir.